This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Sins in general fall into two categories. Sins against Allah's rights, these are the transgressions that directly involve the disobedience to Allah. Out of Allah's immense mercy, He forgives these types of sins the moment someone repents sincerely. When someone turns back to Allah in repentance, acknowledging their wrongdoing, feeling remorse, and resolving to never repeat this sin, Allah, in His infinite generosity, forgives them without hesitation. Then there are those sins that involve the rights of others. These sins are those that violate the rights of fellow human beings, and they can't be removed just by repentance to Allah. Restitution or reconciliation is required to restore the rights of those who are wronged. For example, if you steal from someone, it's not enough to just seek Allah's forgiveness. What is stolen must also be returned. These rights don't disappear just because you repented to Allah. Also, in this category is backbiting. If you backbite someone, there's two courses of action. The first, if you think that the one who you backbit will be understanding, you can go to them directly and say, "Listen, I wronged you by speaking bad of you. Please forgive me." If they forgive you, you're done. The second is if you think that confessing to them will lead to greater harm, conflict, and ongoing problems, then here's what you do. Speak well of that person in the same setting where you backbit them. Replace the negative speech with positive speech about them. Also, pray for their forgiveness and ask Allah to bless them. Now, if you don't do this, then this matter remains unresolved until the day of judgment, when every person will receive their due right. On that day, Allah will ensure full restitution. We seek Allah's help and forgiveness, for He alone is the ultimate judge and the source of guidance and mercy. Ameen.